2 weeks ago, we told you about a Los Banos Navy veteran whose criminal past was about to get him deported to Mexico. But last week, a judge intervened after new evidence surfaced. Valley Public Radio's Monica Velez takes us to Merced County Superior Court.
About a dozen people walk out of the courthouse. They huddle under an awning over the main doors. They're smiling and embracing each other. The sky is gray and a few drops of rain start to fall. But in a matter of minutes, that changes.
It's pouring cats and dogs right now. The heavens have opened up and this is a joyous day in the valley.
That's ACLU attorney Michael Murr. He's elated because his client, Navy veteran Joaquin Antonio Sotelo Tarin, won't get immediately deported. Sotelo Tarin served 5 years in the Middle East before he was honorably discharged in 2006. He went to prison for domestic violence crimes in 2013 and 2014, and his plea deal resulted in automatic deportation proceedings. But Murr says that's because his former attorney messed up.
The past attorney admitted on the stand that he never even inquired whether he was a citizen or a non-citizen, and that's something that he said he usually inquires, but he made a mistake, and that mistake cost Mr. Sotelo a chance to try to get this a sentence that would not cause mandatory deportation.
But on this rainy day, the court remedied that mistake by lowering the prison sentences.
That allows him to now fight for naturalization and fight to stay in the country.
Sotelo Tarin's past attorney was Dominic Velasco. Murr says there were also questions as to whether Velasco was under the influence of methamphetamine while he was Sotelo Tarin's attorney. Velasco denied that in court, but Murr says he has a checkered past with the drug.
He had agreed to a deferred entry of judgment for possession of methamphetamine several years ago.
That means Velasco will plead guilty to his charges, but not until he goes through what is called a deferred entry of judgment. That's a counseling program for drug offenders. Velasco did not respond to a request for comment. During the proceedings, two men from Homeland Security sat in the courtroom. They were dressed in plain clothes. Later, I asked Murr about it.
I was kind of, you know, just standing right there when I kind of approached those two men and asked them if they were from ICE, and they said they were with the Department of Homeland Security. And you had kind of mentioned, I heard you asking, oh, isn't that unusual?
Yes, it was very unusual. I've never seen ICE officers in court to testify, and actually they said they were just there to observe and not to testify. But I thought that was very unusual and typical of the heavy-handed ICE tactics in this case, where they could have from the beginning been more concerned about deporting a veteran.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement did not reply to a request for comment. Although Sotelo Tarin won't be deported for his domestic abuse crimes, he still has to fight his immigration case. And he says he's still reeling from recent events.
I need to seek physical and mental help because of these traumatizing events. Still, I need to go back to the VA and get support because I don't feel comfortable after all this stuff in my life. It's been horrible. It's been too much.
But along with the many immigration advocates who have rallied around him, his wife has also been supportive. Araceli Martinez says they can now take a break from worrying.
We're gonna pick up our kids and probably have dinner, cook some nice good meal at home since it's rainy. We have little ones, so yes, we're gonna do that today and we're gonna start our healing today.
The rain is still coming down strong, but Sotelo Tarin and his family keep smiling, even as they walk to their car without an umbrella. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Monica Velez.